What is up, BBB Army? Welcome back to our channel, BBB Army Hearts to Hearts. I am Ruth.
And I'm Nicole.
BBB Army, we have another guest on our show today. As you can see below, or if you're listening, we have the one and only Madame Kurt, aka Maribel, the owner of Kurt's Cosmetics, with us today.
Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for coming on, honestly. Thank you. Thank you. We do have some questions, so I guess we'll just hit on to it. My first question is, what inspired you to start your own makeup brand, Kurt's Cosmetics?
Well, here's the thing. Nobody knows a lot about me when it comes to like before we got pretty big. So before I started Cursed, I was, and I still am, but I was way into it more in the past. I was a ghost hunter and I had my own show called The Ghost Vlogs. So we were on Amazon Prime. And we would go around the country and do some ghost hunting, kind of like what you see with like ghost adventures, like your favorite ghost hunter shows. How it really started with Cursed was I would get a lot of like comments and, like, you know, reviews and stuff. People saying like, hey, what lipstick are you wearing? What lashes are you wearing in night vision? It looks so good. And then I started to kind of think about it. That's kind of when I started to like have the idea of like, oh, I wish I had my own makeup brand or something, you know, and I didn't know where to start, what to do or anything. Like when I started doing the ghost hunting, I was 25. It's going to be 36 now, so it's been a minute. But that's kind of where it started to inspire. And then I started to notice there was like lipsticks that I have to retouch that weren't very long lasting. I'd get in creepy crawly places with dirt, and I would be on set from like 3 p.m. all the way to like 5 a.m. in the morning sometimes. So like that was an issue, and there were some times where we would film and my lips looked all cracky and just not cute at all. And so you could tell I had a rough time. So that's kind of what started it. And I just was like, you know what, I'm going to figure out a solution to my problem, start researching. And then obviously at that time I was working in property management. So I worked for apartments for almost 10 years, and I was just like over it. I was done with it, done with like the corporate life. And I just like, there's gotta be more time. I have 4 kids and wow. Four babies, and I was missing a lot of time with them. And so I just kind of was like, you know what, I'm just going to do it. And my taxes came back one day, and then I started doing it. And lots of samples, a lot of back and forth, a lot of errors. But I literally took like a whole entire year just to like figure it out. That's kind of the backstory and the now, I guess, how I started.
Well, that's cool. I had no idea you were into the ghost adventures, let alone you had your own series on Amazon Prime.
That's so cool. So one of the biggest things right now in the BBB Army is the fact that we have been wanting a Black Veil Brides makeup collection for the longest time. And you have come along and you have answered all of our dreams, our prayers. And we just really want to know how, can you like share how the collaboration with Black Veil Brides came about on this collection?
Yeah, so it's funny because we would have a lot of people say like, Black Veil Brides, you know, I guess it happened because all of our customers are like in the metal scene, and they kind of all kind of love the same kind of bands. So we had a lot of requests for Black Veil Brides, and I was like, I love Black Veil Brides. Wouldn't it be cool if like we did something? So I took it upon myself to make a tweet and I asked, hey, Black Veil Brides, Andy, I think you can find it somewhere. I don't remember exactly how I worded it, but I said, would you want to do a collab with us of some sort? Basically saying, let's work together.
Yeah.
And the manager was like, if you're serious, let's talk, and sent me a tweet and then an email, and then it just went like that, and it worked out, and it happened. I was on vacation with my family in Lava Hot Springs when I opened my computer, and I saw that tweet back and the message in my inbox, and I screamed. Okay. My dad was there and his wife and kids and everybody, and I was screaming, and my dad was looking at me like, what's going on? What happened? I'm like, you don't even know. You don't even know. I think I got this and whatever. And I said, I think I'm going to work with Black Phillip Rides. And my dad was like, who? Oh, it's pretty cool. And you know what's funny is when they were here in Salt Lake, my dad was also visiting. I ran over across the street with my dad. I just made them all go over there. And he became a fan. Like, he's already going to, like, their other concert and everything that they're doing the next tour.
Amazing.
Yeah, so I made my dad a fan. They had a fun, so much fun.
I love that.
I like the whole vibe that he ended up getting at piercing. A piercing. Oh. I'm like, heck yeah.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for answering our prayers with the makeup collection. Yeah. As Nicole stated, we're OG fans. We've been there from the start, from Lisa Shubrin, from Knives and Pens. And so we've been dying for a makeup collection. Like, we see all these other bands getting like a palette, lipstick, eyeshadows, anything else. And we're like, Black Phillip Rides, it's about time. Give it to us and stuff. So
it was great. I'm very happy because so we kind of hinted a collection was going to happen. I couldn't say yes, I couldn't say no, but I didn't want to like be like, no, it's not happening or whatever. Yeah. So I just wanted to like let people know, like, yeah, there's a possibility, you know, happening. But when you guys went ahead and went deep dive, deep dived. I was actually surprised how close you guys got to the design and the things that we were going to do. We did have the sponge in it. We did, but we ended up doing the brushes instead for this particular collection. Because
fair enough.
Fair.
But, so you guys were so close with everything. And I was like, oh my gosh, like it made me feel good because I was like, okay, I'm on the right track. So yeah, thank you for that. Because there's just something when I work with like influencers or somebody that I just collaborate in general, I always get nervous because I want to make sure that I make sure I deliver the essence of who we're representing.
Right.
So I'm not just slapping cursed and I'm not just slapping like the name of the person we're collaborating. We literally have them be involved and approve everything. And I just say, I suggest, I'm like, let's do this, let's do this. I talk to my designer and I'm like, let's do this. And then I send the idea over. And anyways, it's a whole process, yeah. But it's very important to me to have that relationship over just a licensing. I'm not the type of girl that would like to go get a licensing and pay that and just not really have anyone involved. Because right. I feel like with makeup, people deserve to have like a piece of whoever I'm working with, you know, unless it's like a movie, then yeah, of course you can't get so close, you know, you can't really have that. But when there's the opportunity where you can actually work with somebody, like that's how I prefer it because it's more special.
Right. Well, it definitely shows like when the photos were finally released of the palette, the lipstick kit, the lip oil, the brushes, the mirrors. We drooled over here and stuff, like, thank you. Which makes me kind of wonder, like, since you mentioned the sponge that it was included, like, when it came to the collection itself, were there any shades that you guys were thinking of colors of the palette that unfortunately didn't make the final cut? Like,
well, there was some, but that was, like, in the really beginning because, let me tell you, so in 2023, when I posted that picture with Andy... The first time, the deep dive you did, yeah. You know which picture I'm talking
Idaho,
about.
Idaho one, yeah.
So that was the closest one to me. So I drove all the way over there because I was like, I'm going to deliver samples. I think I delivered him like 1,000 different shades. Like I had plastic containers and I was like, okay, this is kind of embarrassing to just give you all these, but I want to show you all the options, formulas, glitter, matte, shimmer, chromes, creams, like everything. And so at the end of the day, he ended up choosing the shades. So it was a very easy situation. So there wasn't a lot of back and forth. I think it was like a couple shades that he first mentioned in an email, but then we ended up doing the shades that we have today. So not a lot changes. He wanted to keep with the bleeders.
Seriously. You know?
Yeah.
I think he did a really good job.
The shades are very beautiful. There are some that we just can't wait to dabble with
the red
when it
glitter.
comes to getting that palette.
The red glitter is calling my
specifically.
Are great because so if you're wanting to do like a light, you know, glitter,
yeah,
you can do a light application and it'll stay. You don't need any glue. But if you really want to pack it on there, you can build it up or you can spread it out. So it's not like one of those that you just go like this and it's all glitter because
right.
sometimes, you know, you want to be able to have a buildable glitter, you know, because you might want to use like the white one that they have. I forget what it's called. It's like the iridescent one. You could put it on
oh,
your cheek.
right.
So
that one, yeah.
You know, you want to build it and be able to be like, you know,
Yeah.
do what you do with that.
I like that. Best of both worlds.
Yeah.
There's the PR package right there.
Yeah, so this is what it looks like.
Oh my god, it's huge!
Wow!
I was not expecting that huge.
Neither was I.
So it has like a velvet feel on the box. And
you
then
fancy.
All of these are raised so you can
oh,
see.
Oh wow.
And then in the back it has their beautiful faces. And it's also like the velvety. And then it's magnetic closure. So like it'll stay closed and secure. Ooh, let me see.
Oh wow.
When you open it,
ooh.
The palette's put in here. It's right here. I have it. But it does come in a little box. But yeah, it has all of these things. And this one, which is the brush and the mirror, are exclusive to the box. So you can only get it when you get the box.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty big. And then like, you know. Just comparing the sizes. I know a lot of people think, oh, it's a box. It's a big box.
Yeah, I was not expecting that big of a... Okay, so that makes me re-question where I'm going to...
Yeah, right.
Like, okay, I got to make a bigger spot now.
Yeah, and then I actually have, like, Dark Divine with me here, too, and it's pretty big.
Oh, my God, that is big.
Big. And this one is swatched, so I apologize.
Oh, you're good.
It's all messed up because this is our sample one, but it's pretty big.
Wow.
So that one was fun too. So we got to like, since they were on tour with Black Veil Brides, I was able to do two without the same time.
That is so cool.
At the same time every time.
I will say the packaging is everything. I really love the fact that you worked with Lee from Saints the Undead for the font and everything. Like, I recognize his work anytime, any day.
Lovely. He's such a great guy. He's such a solid guy. And he's on time, and then he will, you know, his thoughts and be like, hey, I like your idea, but what if we did this? I feel like this would be better. I love when I work with people that will give me their thoughts and be like, hey, this is what I think we should do instead or whatever. I love that because sometimes creativity goes away, but when you're constantly creative and it's good to have somebody that's like, also creative, like filling in the holes for me. So, and he was perfect because he knows what the metal scene is all about. And he made some Black Veil Bride like corsets and jackets and stuff. So like his vibe was already there. So
He was the perfect choice.
Perfect candidate. The fact that he also made the Bleeders jacket and now helped you with the Bleeders collection. It's just like, it was meant to be.
It was meant to be. And you know, what's crazy is that originally this palette was supposed to be a different shape. It was supposed to be like a full-on hexagon. So just like the music box in the music video. It was supposed to be that same shape.
Oh, okay.
It was supposed to, but the reason why we didn't go with it is because there was already another palette, that kind of shape that we were getting close to it. And I was like, let me just make sure there's nothing else that's a hexagon. So we ended up finding one. We didn't want to do that. So we ended up turning it around and changing it, which worked out great because, sorry, this one is also swatched. So it's all done. But it's worked out great because of their, you know.
Logo, yeah.
Logo and everything that goes. So I prefer this way better than just a hexagon.
I just love the fact that you made the morning star, the star itself, the mirror itself. Like I never thought of that in a million years.
I was like telling my manufacturer, can we do this? Is it hard? Can we cut a mirror? How does it work? You know, I was like asking. And then obviously, like, Black Veil Brides is known for wearing leather and like the stud of the leather and metals and stuff. So I was like, let's make it leather. You know, it's a vegan leather, but and it has like the little studs that you would
oh see. I love it.
So everything, this is like a fabric. This one is our first sample, so this is gonna look a little bit different in the like the ones, you know, like it's gonna look like the ones in the pictures. This one's just a little bit bigger and puffier, but the other one's a metal versus a plastic. They did, do you want the plastic or do you want the stainless steel metal? I was like, right. Stainless steel.
Yes.
it'll be a little bit different than this one. It's almost exactly the same. It's just it's different. But then we have their
faces there,
ingredients and everything on here. So, and then I was like, let's do blood drips.
I love the blood trips, honestly. Yeah. I love that shape. Like, thank you for not going with the long rectangles.
Yes. Needs personality. So first it was the little rectangle. I was like, blood drips.
I love the
blood drips. Made it fancier.
Again, love everything with the packaging. Like, it's definitely catches your eye. If like this was found in stores and stuff, it would draw my eye instantly with the packaging.
I know. My dream is to be able to get a Hot Topic one day. And then I feel like they would do so good in Hot Topic. Like, maybe not the full collection, but like a palette.
Yeah.
So we'll see one day, I hope. but one of my favorite products of this whole entire collection is definitely
the Blood Boy. Oh my god,
that's pretty.
I don't know if you can see it like kind of trying to go down.
Yeah,
you know,
I've never seen a lip oil like that, so
I'm excited.
But and you can like mix it. I don't want to mix this one too much because this is the one of one. display it in my stuff, but smells like strawberries. I didn't want it to smell like vanilla or anything. I feel like those
it's overplayed, it's used a lot. Yeah. Strawberries, love it.
The scents are like for creamy, liquidy, like, you know, lip oil. I feel it needs to be like a little bit, but it smells really good. And it's like unisex, so you can like put it on your lips. It will give you a little pink tint, barely, but like a skin flesh kind of pink. Everybody can use it, and it will hydrate your lips, and it will moisturize it, and it'll keep your lips looking really good. And I made this in with the guys in mind to make sure their lips are always great. I know, hydrate.
So what were the challenges and highlights of creating a makeup collection that resonates with both Black Veil Brides aesthetic but also your brand's identity?
Like resonate, like to mash it together, like
into one.
You know what, it was very easy to do. I feel like with they're already with this leaders inspired, you know, it's already like spooky, and it was just really simple to do. But when you see their product, you know, it's a cursed product still, you know, that was our main goal. And I feel like everything worked out the way it was supposed to. And literally I have the quote, I can't turn my computer around, but I have a quote from Andy from one of his emails when he said, "We love the packaging. We are over the moon." And that was just like, okay, I did a good job to make our brands together. So
I would agree, because I do like the fact that you said you look at it, and although you see Black Veil Brides, you still know it's a cursed a cursed cosmetic thing, which is you nailed it.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Yeah,
you definitely did. I love the fact that Andy was very hands-on with you and the communication back and forth. Like, he was very involved with this collection. So
yeah, and it was cool because we have this blog thing that we started where we like interview artists, we interview other business entrepreneurs. We're trying to like expand Cursed a little bit more than just like that. We want to help other businesses out and talk about them. And, you know, that's how life should be. He was willing to do an interview with us, like a written one. Yeah. It was such a good interview. And I learned a lot from him, too. But I literally felt like I needed to put everything in Google so I could read it in English, because he's so proper and he is so intelligent when he writes. I'm not going to lie, I had to Google some words and see what that actually meant. And then I was like, dude, I got to read some books.
I feel that so much. So we had Andy on our show, and like we were both, you know, so nervous as it is. Like, okay, pay attention. Okay, yeah. Big words.
Yeah, that's what terrified me, because I was like, I don't want him to think I'm stupid, because I know I'm not, but he is. He speaks so intelligently. I'm like, that's like how I want to speak.
Yeah, he has a way with words.
He does, for sure.
100%.
When I went to deliver this sample to them in Arizona, one, it was already really hot there, but when I went backstage, when Chevy went to get me to take me backstage, I was sweating and I was so nervous. And I you'd think it'd be like normal, right? Like at this point, I've met a lot of like singers and bands and influencers. Like I should be a pro. No, that doesn't work. I literally got there and I was very quiet and I was sitting down and I just had this big thing and I'm just like, you know, waiting to talk and tell them. And I open it, I go through the whole thing. And then when it's time for a picture, the one that's on my Instagram where I'm holding the thing,
yeah,
I literally trip on the cord or whatever it's on there, but I didn't fall, but it was a really like big trip.
Oh.
And I look at him and I'm like, I am so nervous. I'm all over the place. I apologize. And I'm sweating and whatever. He's like, well, you know, you can't help anything about tripping and stuff. It happens. Don't be nervous, because there's nothing to be nervous about. But then he said, with the heat, there's nothing I can do for you with the sweating. It's hot in here.
Yep, sounds like Andy.
But I can't help you with the sweating. That was like one of the impressions I probably left him with.
Okay. The first time I ever met him during VIP, yep, smile and wave. That's all I could do. Throughout this amazing collection that you worked with Andy and your designers and stuff, did you have like a particular favorite memory during the process of this?
I'd say my favorite, actually at Arizona for sure, because that's when I was able to actually be face to face with him and the band members. And they actually seeing it for the first time and opening it was like, it was like a situation like, oh. No, that's how it felt. So that one definitely is my favorite memory, is seeing their reaction and being like just amazed and blown away. And they were so thankful. They were saying thank you and thank you so much and this and that. And they've helped advertise it. They've, you know, they've done a lot to help make sure this launch was successful, which I appreciate so much. Yeah, they went way out of their way to make sure that this was successful and that everybody could see it and get one.
I will say the launch day, the army was super excited.
Well, I know. I know. I was like, holy cow, there's a lot of people. And I know there's a lot of international people, right? Yeah. So like we have that affiliate program for a reason. You know, 10% is still 10%.
Yeah.
You know, it still helps save a little bit of money, especially with those international orders.
And yeah.
It's because there's some countries that are a little too expensive, like Australia was one of them. And there's nothing I can do. That's what the postage is. And, you know, but here's the code to help a little bit, you know. I always try to find ways to help make sure that people can get the product, because I know a lot of people have been waiting forever for this, you know, and I try to keep our price point as low as we can. And that only happens when you have a good relationship with your manufacturing company. I've been with this particular same manufacturing company for 5 years, almost six, you know, we've built trust and I make sure I order all the time and, you know, everything. So they were all willing to help us with the quantity and give me the best prices possible and shipping and just all of it. So it helped a lot to keep the price down.
Yeah. Well, the collection as a whole, like for the price, that is absolutely amazing. It's something that we were discussing on the previous episode we did. We were talking about the whole collection. When it comes to the price, any other company would have charged anywhere between $300 and $600. So the price that you were able to get it at, all of us fans were super thrilled with it.
Well, I'm glad to hear. I mean, we did add stainless steel and
like everything of the packaging itself. Like I was preparing myself, okay, 200, 250 or something. Oh, wow, that was a lot less than I was expecting.
And when you throw in, when you talked about the design, how it's almost got like that velvety feel, and then the stainless steel, you throw in all that stuff on top of it, I'm kind of blown away at the price now. It's those small, minute details that you think would make it a little bit more pricier, but like I'm amazed that you were able to keep it at the 150.
Yeah, so I tried. It was a lot of negotiation. My product also to be like sensory friendly, you know, something that like you can fidget with a little bit or enjoy touching when you're doing your makeup and stuff. So yeah, I kept a lot of things in mind when designing this whole entire thing.
Well, thank you.
Yes, thank you. I'm sure everyone's going to love them when we finally have it in our hands and start playing with it, the shades, the lipstick, just touching everything and just like keep, well, we're going to keep everything. We're not throwing anything away.
Everything's going to be saved.
So I did get an update. They should be shipping like that first week of August into the second week.
Yes.
So don't like hold me like responsible until like I 100% can be like it's in our warehouse, it's shipping, but that is the update. Things can change,
right.
Budget, the shipping and stuff, you know. So far we are early in our shipment so far, so
there's a possibility we will have it before the next concert.
Trying really hard to do. I'm like, hey, there's this stuff going. I like my manufacturer, you know, so they kind of bumped us up. So they're like, all right, you get the ship by August 1st or the second week of August, and then however long it takes to get here, which is about a week, and then shipping from there. And then I can't say the same thing for the international ones because they are out of the country.
Yeah.
It's a little bit longer. But yeah,
it'll be worth the wait.
It will be. We are looking forward to it. As the owner of Curse Cosmetics, and I know that you've worked well with other artists as well, Dark Divine being another big one that you just announced. But I guess specifically for the Black Veil Brides collaboration, how would you say that has impacted you personally and professionally?
A lot. I mean, it's given me the opportunity to have more credibility, not just like potential clients, but even customers to have trust in me, given me like, you know, a name to put in my resume when I'm pitching to like a potential collaborator. It has changed my life. And I think with any collaborator, even with Dark Divine, everything changes your life to a degree, and it shifts where you're going with your business in a good way. And I'm always appreciative of people like putting their whole life. I feel like it's their whole life in my hands, because a makeup collection coming out is literally no deal. Like if you do it wrong, you're done, right? Yeah. You have to hear it and stuff. So I love that everything went right and I was able to prove myself that I can handle these challenges. And sometimes I've had collaborations in the past where I only had 2 months to put it together. You know, and it happens, and I will never say no, and I will always take a challenge. And so like when I can tell people like, yes, I can do this in this time, can probably do this, it is going to be a challenge. I can't promise things, but I'll try, you know, is a good thing for me. You know, I'm always up for it. And I pat myself on the back sometimes when I have those kind of challenges and I'm like, I did it. I don't know how I did it, but I did it.
No, as you should.
But yeah, it's definitely shifted first career, my dreams. And hopefully it gives me a step forward closer to being in like retail and like Hot Topic and stuff. Or, you know, like just some of my favorite places and stores, and be able to provide something cool and magical, not just like with a brand, a band, but just with the Curse brand too. Like, you know, get something that's not boring. Because I feel like when you go to Ulta and Sephora, everything's kind of boring.
Thank you. Oh my God, thank you. It's so bland. I go, like, that's why I can't really shop in there. I'm just like, eh.
And I mean, I prefer Ulta than Sephora, but you know.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just all boring. Like, they would make so much more money if they had indie brands in there and give the indie brands
a which kind of leads into my next question. It's like, were there some challenges when you started Kurtz Cosmetics to that you faced in the makeup industry today, like how things are today?
Well, when I first started, I definitely learned a lot. So I was originally called Coven Cosmetics. That was my original name. I started it. I have no had no idea about the business side. I was learning all about makeup. I've always done makeup. I've done weddings and modeling for people, like makeup for people and stuff. So like I have experience with makeup. It was the business side that I wasn't very savvy with. So when I picked my name, I didn't look up trademarks. I didn't look up at anything. I just was like, oh, Coven Cosmetics, started it. And then a big brand started a brand called Coven Cosmetics and let me know that, hey, we have the owning of the trademark. So I thought my whole world was over. I really did. I thought my life was over. I was on the couch. I just got, and that same day, I just got my first palette, which was the Paranormal palette, delivered to me for my brand because I only had lipsticks. And then I was like, my first palette ever. It was so much money and so much time. And now I have to burn them, you know, throw them away because that's what they did. But they were really nice. And they literally like gave me time to sell everything and whatever. But I did for a while. I thought my brand was over. And I told my boyfriend at the time, he's my fiance now. But my boyfriend at the time, he's like, you're not going to give up. You need to get out of that couch and you need to brainstorm a new name. You'll be okay. There's opportunities with rebranding. And so Kurtz, that's when Kurtz came. And honestly, if that didn't happen, I wouldn't have had the name Kurtz. And my life would have probably not even been where I am because of the name. You know what I mean? And I learned real fast to trademark my name. I learned real fast to get all the proper documentation and everything that I needed to make sure it's mine. No one else can steal it or take it or whatever, you know. So
I love the K for cosmetics. I know, I thought, that is so cool.
I just like how it
yeah. Well, it's unique to you. So I mean, I think it was an excellent move.
Yeah, so that's how Kurtz came about, was that C-U-R-S-T. And it's like the older version of the word Kurtz.
Yeah.
So I thought it was classy and spooky, and it still had the same amount of letters, and I didn't have to change my C. My C's, you know, is still looking the same. So it just worked out. And honestly, if I was still Coven Cosmetics, I don't think I would be where I am today, because that one change opened so many opportunities for me. So thank you to the other one.
I was kind of wondering, for any future collaborations with an artist that you're allowed to maybe hint on or possibly spill the beans on by chance?
Well, I do know that you tweeted out Eyes Nine Kills.
I saw that
too. to get that. I haven't heard back yet, so I don't know if that will happen. But if it did, I will sell a kidney. Like, I would make sure like that their collection is perfect. And I know a lot of people want something with them for the longest time too. Somebody tweeted, well, might as well do the Trinity, but in makeup. And yeah. I was like, right? Yeah. I
didn't think about Motionless, that. You got BBB, now it's time for Ice Nine Kills. So
like the whole band's gonna be here in Utah, I think in October. And I'm just like, I just need clearance to go say hey and give samples. But the one that did reach out to me is Creeper.
Oh, I love Creeper.
Oh. So that might happen. So hopefully, because I love them too.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers. I love them. And that was my first time when they did with the bleeders. I'm like, I like them.
Yeah, they're really good. And I love their performance and their sound and everything. So hopefully that works out. And then obviously everybody knows that we're doing Nothing More at this point, because Nothing More just keeps tagging us on all his paint looks. So we're coming with Nothing More. So that one, I love all the bands I work with and they're all like here to me, but we all have that one favorite band. That one favorite band, and my favorite band of all time is Johnny's band, which is Nothing More. Mm-hmm. They're like my favorite, and they're such cool guys. They're so cool. Like I went all the way to London because we were working on this body paint and stuff. And we went to go work on it in London because they were doing like a big crowd and I wanted to film. But then my bag got lost and with all the paint, you can't carry paint in your carry-on. And I didn't see my bag until after I got back home. So I had no clothes for a whole week.
Oh.
No makeup, nothing. It was so awful. It made the whole experience awful. But the it's such a good experience at the end of the day. So, but yeah, they were awesome. We all hung out, had dinner, and then did a lot of things the next day. And then they went and did their concert and stuff. And it's really cool to see when they wear your product on stage and how it works and it's still there, you know?
That's awesome. I can't lie. Yeah, nothing more. When I didn't expect them to blow up as big as they did, but they are a really great band. And I think it's amazing that you get to work with one of your favorites.
And if you ever do go to a Nothing More concert, like you'll get goosebumps. Like, I don't know what Johnny does, but he literally, like when he's on stage, all that comes out is energy. Like it's the weirdest thing. And you get like this goosebumps and stuff. So if you do have a chance to see that one of their concerts, go, because it's well worth it. And then the other one, also, I'm not going to say yes or no yet, but we also... he's been tweeting on Twitter about it too. Starts with the funeral, and that's about all.
Ah, yes, I did see that.
So prepare for some ceremonies next month.
Ooh, okay.
And then there's a lot coming out next year that you're gonna be living.
Oh man, we
love
are just
it. Okay.
Gooped.
They
we're
are gonna
deceased.
For I can't even figure out a pun to kind of throw it out there. We're excited. Next year is going to be even bigger. Two big collaborations happening that I'm just so excited about. I don't even know.
Can't wait to see.
It's gonna be fun. I'm grateful for the opportunities. I'm grateful for not just the bands, but like even the fans just, you know, trusting me with their projects and my customers. I wouldn't be here with my customers. Honestly, the whole thing, like when I had that collaboration with Motionless and White,
yeah,
it wouldn't happen without my customers. My customers would wear our product, take it to Motionless and White and all these other concerts and tag Motionless and White, tag Cursed. And then eventually one of the guys from the band reached out to me and they're like, hey, would you like to do a collaboration? We had a Zoom call and then that was it. You know, so I wouldn't be here without you, you know, none of you. So thank you so much for supporting what was once a little teeny brand. Now it's a little bit bigger. We're still small, but just growing these dreams and, you know, being able to provide the best product I can and sprinkle some Madame in there, you know.
We will always welcome Madame here. We do have just a couple like quick questions. Sure. Here and there, and then we'll wrap up here. Since you're on our show, we have to know, what is your favorite Black Veil Brides album?
Oh my gosh.
I know.
That was kind of hard. I like all of them. Maybe like my favorite song. Can we go that? Because I love all the albums. But my favorite song is Wake Up. Like that song comes up and I'm just like jumping up and down. Like I can't contain myself. Like that song does it for me. That's the one that does it with me. So I guess it'd be that album. But honestly, okay. I love all their albums. But that one would be my favorite song out of like all their songs.
Wake Up is from the Veil album. So
yeah.
Then do you have like a favorite Black Veil Brides era?
You know what? My high school years was 2007. But I didn't get to know them until after college. So whatever era was that? That one's the one where they had all the war paint and the crazy hair. And I think he was still very young.
You say after college, what year was that?
I mean, high school, sorry, not
high
college.
School.
That was 2007, 2008.
Okay, so he probably would have been going into the We Stitch These Wounds era, like pretty much right when they were releasing, yeah, the OG, like
because
right when they started.
And we found all the artists through MySpace.
Oh,
and
MySpace.
I knew about them, to be honest, was through MySpace, how I found them.
That was what MySpace was for, you know? It was for the music.
Music.
Yeah. awesome, and I miss it.
I know, same here.
Oh, but same.
That would be the era, because that was when I first. So there's all memories. I think it's more nostalgic for me than anything. And then obviously we have the Bleeders, which is fantastic. I freaking love it. That era was definitely like what when I started getting into the metal scene, finally being able to be myself, because I only love my mom anymore. I could listen to what I want, you know. Preach. I had a Latin mom.
Preach.
So I was like, ay Dios mío, I didn't know you'd be such a mess, and like praying for me and stuff. And I'm like, I'm okay. I just have Benji from Good Charlotte on my wall. It's fine. He's not, like, that's not scary. Because I was a big NSYNC girl, Britney Spears. I think we all went through that era.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then the next day, it was all these metal bands. Tool, Good Charlotte, 30 Seconds to Mars. 30 Seconds to Mars was played over and over and over and over. You know? But once, you know, I got older and moved out, it was so nice.
I feel that. I relate to it so much. Yo también. I have a Hispanic mom too from Oaxaca. So, yep, she always thought I was joining a cult when it was Black Veil Brides.
Oh my God, what did I do wrong? Did I
pretty much? Yeah. We do have a silly question to ask you. We ask all guests this question, so mentally prepare yourself for it. We have asked Andy this and Cece this too when they were on. So let's see what your answers are. So, if you could have any 5 liquids coming out of each of these fingers, they're unlimited, you can control it, and it's any liquids, what liquids would they be?
Like the type of liquid?
Yep. You like thumb, all the fingers have a different type of liquid.
Okay, so it could be like soda, water.
Mm-hmm. Any liquids.
Such a funny question. Maybe coffee. Definitely coffee. It runs through my veins, so... That's the only way I can live.
I can feel that.
Water. Second.
Staples answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm trying to think over here. I do love myself I don't know if I can say this here, but a nice Patron. I do like a Patron on ice with honey. Okay. Nothing else. Those are only for days that I feel good. Okay. To feel good or have the courage, like liquid courage, and that's like once in a blue moon. But that's one of those. I do like pineapple juice.
Ooh.
I love pineapple juice. And then I have one more. I do like a Fanta.
Wanna Fanta? Don't you wanna Fanta?
I do like a good Fanta for like a really hot day. I don't drink soda, but in a really hot day, sometimes I'll crave an iced Fanta.
Nice. Good choice. Solid answers.
I had to put a feel-good drink in there because sometimes it's needed.
Yes, exactly.
For sure.
The questions are hard because it really forces you to think.
And you can like, think outside of the box. Like Cece, he answered one of his fingers, I don't know which one, was oil, in case he's like, in case we get into a pandemic again, and boom, oil in the barrel, money.
That was a smart one too. I was like, dang.
I'm pretty good on my side of questions, Nicole. I wasn't sure if you had any extras.
I do have one, and it can be totally off script too. It could be either added in or not, but like I am low-key curious because I can't lie, I do really love your foundation. I did get myself a bottle. I won't lie, I did. I messed up because I just don't know how to read, and I grabbed one that's a little bit not my skin tone, but you know, I love it anyway. I make it work, but I am kind of curious if there will be like maybe a white base one that you might come out with.
I got samples 2 days ago.
Girl, oh my God, I am living.
It's white, and it's foundation, and it's in the process of sampling. So I got it 2 days ago. Tomorrow I will be testing it in the office and wearing it, just like with nothing, just walking around.
A ghost face.
And seeing how long it lasts, and then it's really hot, so I'm going to be in the hot car. And so that's how you got to sample it for not like, I mean, I have to drive to my house, so just not put the air conditioner. I want to see how much I can sweat because I also want it to be like stage proof on top of being an everyday wear, but not like where it cakes or gets yucky. I don't want it to be a face paint either. I want it to be foundation. We're testing out the first sample, and then I'll just be like, you have to, can you adjust this and this and this and make sure it doesn't do this? And then we'll have like a powder with it. And yes, we are coming out with a goth palette soon this year. So
I literally love you.
You just answered Nicole's prayers. She's always struggling for a white base foundation.
Yeah, because I do keep getting ones that, you know, at first I'm like, oh my God, it looks amazing. And then it's like an hour of wear and it does cake. So the only, like, I went to a Black for Bride show at Red Rocks and it was 100 degrees outside and I had to use the white Snazaroo face paint. Now, don't get me wrong, it did pretty well, but when I tell you, my face hurt so bad.
Yeah, and it can also make you break out and get into your pores really good. The white paint or the white foundation I'm trying to do, it doesn't have any scent. I want it unscented. I don't want fragrance on it because some people are sensitive to fragrance.
That's me.
Yeah, and the last thing I want is that to happen, especially with like a good white foundation, which is, there isn't many out there, and I want to make sure if I'm doing it, it's the best on the market.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Do you have any questions for us? If not, no worries.
No, I think you guys are doing a great job. You guys are killing it. You guys are fun. I love watching you guys and I love what you guys do. And yeah, you guys keep rocking and rolling and I hope to meet you guys one day.
Yes, that would be amazing.
That officially wraps up today's episode, BBB Army. Thank you so much for everyone that is tuned in, whether you're watching on YouTube or listening on a podcast. Madame Kirst, we just want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to come and chat with us. We greatly appreciate it. And once again, thank you so much for creating the collaboration with the Black Veil Brides. We just can't say it enough. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All of us fans look forward to it. And I really hope that you were overwhelmed with love by the reaction of releasing the entire BBB collection. For anyone that does not know about Kirst Cosmetics, we are going to go ahead and put the link in the description below. Go ahead and check out our website. Maybe get yourself a few things to that you never know you might need. And then if anyone that wants to give her a follow, we're going to also put her platforms down below. So go ahead and give her a follow. And we will see you guys next week, BBB Army. Bye.
Bye, guys. Thank you.